Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, almost 2 weeks after Storm Éowyn, thousands of homes remain without power and tens of thousands of fixed and mobile telecom users don't have internet. Calls continue for the ESB to consider compensation for those left without power after the boss of the company ruled it out here on the show on Tuesday while saying we could see prices increase to cover the cost of the repairs. Now, many people have seen their power return. One issue that listeners to this show have been raising is the lack of mobile and internet access still. Well, Brian O'Connell joins us now with an update on this. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So you went and you got the latest figures last night from ComReg. So what did they say?
Well, they said that the estimated effect of the storm on the fixed and mobile telecoms network was the largest in ComReg's recording history. The storm, as we know, caused severe damage to communications infrastructure, particularly in the west and northwest. Loss of fixed and mobile connectivity was due to power outages, as we know, also due to damage to telecoms infrastructure. So basically, we're talking about fallen telecom poles and broken cables and wires. Initially, Claire, when the storm hit, about 10% of the fixed service users and almost 35% of mobile users were impacted. So you're talking about hundreds of thousands of users. Those numbers have reduced significantly down to single digit percentages and under. So as of last night, some 122,000 users are impacted, either with loss of service or a degraded service. That's a very small percentage of the millions of users we'd have overall here. But I suppose it's little consolation to people who, like us all, would rely on this connectivity in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. And some of those people you've been talking to, they feel that the communication from some of the providers just has not been good enough.
Well, we were contacted yesterday, as you said, on the show by a listener who's been trying to get some kind of timeline from her provider as to when her broadband will return. What ComReg has said is that repair and restoration work is now showing progress in terms of restoring connectivity, but until power is restored to affected areas, it's really difficult for operators to give definitive timelines as to when services will be restored. So Eileen contacted us. She wanted to detail her experience in trying to get some clarity really as to when her broadband would come back.
I live just 4 miles outside Tullamore in a place called Scraggan, County Offaly, and we were without the electricity for about 15 hours. But we have been without the broadband since the storm, and despite several attempts to get an answer from AIR, we're unable to get an answer as to when we'll be restored.
Are they giving you any kind of indication?
No, they're not giving me any indication at all. I've been on to them, and my local TD got on to them, and in fairness, they did respond to say there was a major outage in the area and they would be unable to give a date as to when it would be restored.
And this obviously has a huge impact on your day-to-day life.
My son has assignments to upload and, well, we have to find somewhere that has broadband that we can go and log into the Wi-Fi and that he can upload them and send them off.
And you were telling me we're talking on Zoom at the moment. You're on your iPhone.
We have 5G sometimes, more times it's only 3G. And now I'm outside the door now trying to get a coverage.
You weren't sure if the line would hold?
No, no.
So what do you want done?
Well, I'm perplexed as to why everybody is talking about the people that are out of power. Now, I have great sympathy for the people out of power because I know exactly what it's like to be out of power. But there seems to be no mention at all of people that are out of broadband, because with the way society has gone now, everything is online. You have to do everything online. And there seems to be no mention at all of it. If we knew that we weren't getting the broadband until next Sunday, we would make arrangements to go to somewhere where there is broadband and we'd have it sort of arranged. But now you're hoping that it'll come back every day and there's no sign of it coming back, you know?
And as you said, a lot of focus on power and on water, obviously, but broadband is so essential now.
It is essential. It is essential.
You were getting no response until you contacted, is it Tony McCormack as your local chief?
I contacted Tony McCormack, yeah. I was getting no response. I was getting, oh, there's an outage in the area. We can't give you any indication of when. You know, if it's not getting a hearing on the national radio, people actually think you're, you know, there's something wrong with your own house. Why is it not getting the coverage?
Yeah, well, we'll do our best to change that.
Will you do your best?
We will do our best. Now, that is Eileen. Eileen got in touch with us here on the programme yesterday, Brian, and she mentioned her local TD. He's not the only one, though, who's asking questions about this.
Yeah, the TD she contacted, as she said, is Fianna Fáil's Tony McCormack. He said the situation is unacceptable. He said, given the number of people working from home who rely on broadband especially, in particular, he said, Ayr's communication has been severely lacking and it must be significantly improved. I got in touch with Ayr yesterday to see what they had to say. So they said initially over 265,000 customers were impacted. 95% of the storm-related falls have had a voice and broadband services restored now. Almost all mobile sites are operational. The vast majority, they say, of remaining registered falls are individual issues, most of which require on-site visits and assessments. So resolution times for these falls can't be provided. Some customers may experience outages for a number of weeks. Eileen won't be happy with that. The most severely impacted counties, Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Leitrim, Monaghan, Westmeath, Longford and Donegal, they've redirected all their available resources. They had more than 7,000 reports logged, Claire. That's about 5,000 of those have been attended to. So you can see there's still a chunk of people there they have to try and get to, and the calls remain a priority. The principal damage to the network was due to large trees falling on the network. They sincerely appreciate customers' patience as they try now to restore service to all.
So that's what Ayr have to say, but other TDs have been out on this also.
In several of the counties impacted, opposition and government TDs have been issuing statements like Tony McCormack saying more needs to be done. Now, I spoke to Frank Fien, Fine Gael TD for Sligo Leitrim. He wants a meeting now of all stakeholders to try and ensure the impact is reduced for future weather events like this. This is some of what he had to say.
The storm has impacted most of the west and northwest hugely. In my 25 years in politics, I've never seen such devastation. Many, many families, many, many elderly children, they're without heat, without light, without water, and also without broadband. And I think an awful lot more could be done regarding the broadband infrastructure and also the telecommunication company to alleviate these issues. Again, I know a lot of work is being done, but the devastation is just, I've never seen anything quite like it. And there's a frustration, there's an anger, and there's annoyance across all sectors, and I think we need to deal with this as quickly as possible.
Not having access to broadband is a major issue.
Absolutely. Again, these telecommunications companies could do more. It's been brought to my attention that the lack of a government-controlled company such as Aircom, I think, and I'm not an expert on this, but I think there's been a call as well that a lot of the telecommunications companies could share their telecommunications. When one is down, others could continue to work on that. But on this occasion, I think the telecommunications company, especially broadband, haven't stepped up to the plate. I think a lot more needs to be done.
Are they doing enough in terms of communicating timelines as to when people will have their broadband sorted out?
I don't think so. My office is inundated. Well, firstly, it's inundated. People want their electricity back, but also broadband. I think that there is not the same level of communications with their customers. This is a situation that is absolutely so severe. I don't think the people in Dublin and the East Coast fully get it. I brought this to the attention of my party and government. We need to do an awful lot more.
I was just about to say, you are in government now, so what can be done?
What we need to do is have a roundtable discussion with all the stakeholders to try to minimise the impact of these devastating storms, which I believe will be much more frequent. We did the same thing when we had the flooding in the Shannon over 12 years ago. We brought all the stakeholders together. We need to do more.
Yeah, a real sense of frustration there from Frank Fien and from Eileen, of course, who we heard from earlier, who's directly impacted. You got some more details, Brian, from Comreg.
Yeah, I put it to Comreg that point about maybe operators working together in situations like this. What Comreg said is that operators build resilience into networks and services, for example, auxiliary power such as generators and battery backup. But the storm was such an unprecedented weather event that even the resilience that was built in, Claire, couldn't have mitigated the effects and the impacts of the storm. But any gaps in resilience that will be identified now will be examined by Comreg.
Brian, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Brian O'Connell. Now, no controversy involved in our next topic at all, when we'll be discussing how to manage money as a couple.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.